Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. The focus of our interview this morning will be a new initiative from the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, which they are calling the Collaboratory. Located in Albany South End, the space will be used by both the College and Trinity Alliance and serves as the home base for the REACH program. The purpose of the program is to engage, empower, and activate Medicaid and Medicaid-eligible residents of the South End and nearby neighborhoods to make consistent use of preventative health care and wellness systems. Beyond serving this need, the Collaboratory is hosting classes for both ACPHS students as well as for community residents. To tell us more, we welcome ACPHS President Dr. Greg Dewey and Dr. Colleen McLaughlin. Colleen is a professor at the college and also serves as the chair of their Department of Population Health Sciences. It's a great pleasure to welcome you both to the program this morning. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us on today.
Well, it's very nice to have you here. As president of the college, what does this outreach mean for you and ultimately the college and its place in the community and what you're able to accomplish?
Oh, sure. You know, it's our philosophy that we should not be isolated from the community. We should not be a bunch of academics in an ivory tower. You know, our students are going to go into various healthcare professions, and it's important for them to, from day one, to get out into the community and to be part of that community. So it's part of that philosophy of colleges being engaged in the community, but it's also a great educational experience for our students. You know, it's one thing to solve an abstract problem in the classroom where you have days to think about it. But when you have a client or patient in front of you with some immediate needs, that's a different type of thinking, a different type of education. So this is a very important initiative for us.
Dr. Colleen McLaughlin, tell us about how the Collaboratory came to be, the inspiration behind that idea.
So the name obviously comes from collaboration and laboratory. So this is a laboratory for collaboration with the community and with the community-based organizations in the South End and the surrounding area. The collaboratory is something that we feel will allow our students to collaborate with the community, which, as Dr. Dewey said, is extremely important as part of their education as future healthcare workers and public health professionals.
So how was this set up? And I love the integration in between working in the community with the students. So who oversees it and how is it operationalized?
So right now we are going to have the REACH program from Trinity Alliance. One of their branches will be in the collaboratory. They will have their community health workers as well as resident outreach workers. And then we are also going to have a pharmacist and a faculty member at the collaboratory, and our students will be there as interns for both the REACH program and for our faculty. And in addition to being interns at the collaboratory, we'll have our certain classes down there, either each class down there or some of the classes will be down there.
Dr. Dewey, when you think about this of your College of Pharmacy and how, but this is really getting into the health field as well, which of course the
right.
two go together.
Right, absolutely. You know, pharmacists have, I would say for years, worked well below their education level. They are really one of our untapped healthcare resources. They can do so much more than just dispensing medications. You know, some of our biggest problems related to adverse effects of medication or improper use of medication, and pharmacists have the knowledge to handle this, and they also know a lot about basic origins of diseases, and they can do a lot of diagnostic work. So part of this is really bringing them up to the level of practice that they're really capable of. The other thing is, as a health science college, we We do more than just educate pharmacists. We have a population health science program that Colleen is the chair of that program. So we have public health students. We have pharmaceutical science students. We have clinical laboratory science students. So it is not just about expanding the scope of practice of pharmacists, but also getting these other disciplines engaged.
So let me get wonky on you for a second while I have you here as the president of this institution. What is the state of pharmacy right now? How has this changed from over the years? Because we hear about the mergers and consolidations and changes for the classroom and for those people who are learning this field. Has it changed dramatically?
It is changing, and it will continue to change. And we have... threats like challenges like Amazon wanting to move into mail order pharmacy, potentially displacing a lot of community pharmacists. But the important thing to realize is that we're looking at pharmacy now as more than dispensing of drugs. It is really I have a lot of clinical services that they can provide. The other thing you've seen is the really increase in hospital pharmacy. Pharmacists have become integral members of interprofessional teams in hospital settings that are really valued. When you think about a physician, they will have perhaps one semester of pharmacology in their education. When you look at the complexity of the medications we have, the number of medications people are taking, you really need a professional there to assist in the management. So we're talking about something called medication therapy management, which is really about managing the doses, managing the side effects, and really having someone in the middle looking at all these different providers giving medication and managing that. And that's become an increasingly important role.
I realize that there are many pharmacists in many different different fields and in many different places and platforms. But when it comes to us, when it comes to the average consumer and the relationship they have with their pharmacists, I mean, I live in a small town, so I'm still lucky enough to go in and know the person behind the counter and have a very good relationship with them. Yeah. Is that becoming a rarity?
No. In fact, it's sort of like Back to the Future. In a way, we are rediscovering the qualities of independent pharmacy. Independent pharmacy, especially in rural settings, were often pillars of their community, and people would go to their pharmacist for advice often before they would go to their doctor, and in a way we're kind of discovering that past that personal contact, but it's a difficult thing to do because there has to be financial incentives to do that. But we are seeing the scope of pharmacy grow. It wasn't too long ago where pharmacists could not immunize. Now they can immunize. This whole thing about giving advice on medication therapy management is reimbursable now, so it opens the door to pharmacists playing a greater role and being reimbursed for it. And that's important.
Last question to you directly before I move back to collaboratory, which is, have you seen enrollment increase? Are people still wanting to be pharmacists?
The pharmacy profession is cyclic like most professions. It is, I would say it's relatively constant. But what we have seen is increase in the number of pharmacy schools, and a fairly dramatic increase, and that's made for more competitive environment for folks like me. So we have to make sure we're on top of our game when we're recruiting students. And one thing I should add is our placement rate, when we graduate a little more than 200 pharmacists a year, 97% placement rate.
Well, I was going to say, you have a very good reputation, not just in this region, but throughout the country.
We do, and we pride ourselves in the placement of our students and the careers that they go on to do. And certainly in New York State, I'll venture if you go into almost any pharmacy in the state, someone back there will be an alumni of the school.
Oh, I see your diplomas all over the place. Absolutely, which is very, very cool. So when you think about the partnerships that you have in this project, give us an idea of the partnerships and working with other folks to make this a reality, the collaboratory.
Absolutely. We're collaborating, in addition to Trinity Alliance, with a village which is actually located in the same building on the other side of the building, as well as Radix Center, which is on the other side of the Parkside Pharmacy, mm-hmm. And many other organizations are working together to bring the social determinants of health to the forefront as things that can be worked on in the South End to assist the residents as well as just make it a better place to live.
My understanding is you pretty much have a plan forward, a map of what you would like this, where you would like this to be 10 years from now.
We do. We would like this to be a self-sustaining public health practice in the South End. We would like this to be a place where residents can go to address their needs that cannot be addressed by healthcare providers, a point of referral for things like clean air in their homes, clean air in their environment. As Dr. Dewey said, a place where they can find out about their medications and other health literacy issues that they might be having in terms of understanding their disease or just understanding how to stay healthy. We would like it to have some preventive medicine component, classes about healthy cooking. There's a kitchen in the collaboratory. Mm. We want to have classes where we can demonstrate and help people practice healthy cooking. We would like to have the refrigerator stocked so that when families come by, kids can have an apple and a cup of milk, for example, to learn how to prepare healthy snacks for themselves, make them self-sufficient for them to grab an apple instead of a less healthy snack.
How do you think you can show off to other communities that to make, while they perhaps would not have a pharmacy, a college of pharmacy in their back pocket, but would be able to replicate this in some way in other communities to help other areas of need?
Yeah, this is a great question. The whole collaboratory concept is really coming out of the community rather than from the college. We right now have had an opportunity to essentially be their landlords and house them, and that has given us a way to work with them. But it's the Trinity Alliance and A Village and Radix Center, like I said, and the other people that are already working in the South End to improve their community that have asked us to work with them. So really, it starts with the community activation and reaching out to partners like ACPHS to work with them to provide some of the resources that they may not have.
Well, it's a great program, and I thank you so much for sharing with us. ACPHS President Dr. Greg Dewey and Dr. Colleen McLaughlin, who is professor of the college and serves as the chair of their Department of Population Health Sciences. You can find out more information about the program and the collaboratory by going to their website, acphs.edu, acphs.edu. Links will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Dr. Dewey, Dr. McLaughlin, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program, and I thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing for the community.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, to learn more, acphs.edu or wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.